Once upon a time, wishes came true, and they didn't quite work out the way people were expecting. That's the premise of Stephen Sondheim's musical Into the Woods, which is Pasadena City College's 2012 spring production. Hi, I'm Dot Cannon. Welcome to a special Lancer radio series called The Play and the Process, as we take you behind the scenes and show you what's involved in creating the magic. Lancer Radio reporters Christina Kalfayan, Brian Diaz, Jamie Satt, and I have been talking with actors, musicians, costumers, stage crew, and anyone else involved in this spring's production of Into the Woods. And now we'll be bringing you the stories behind the show. Into the Woods has its opening night on Friday, March 30th, 2012. That means the cast and crew will have had just under 8 weeks to get everything working. Auditions for the show actually took place before spring semester began. These auditions started on Sunday, February 5th, 2012.
Hi, I'm Whitney. I'm the director. Richard Cullors, choreographer. Karen's musical director, or the voice director. And Kyle Luck is the musical director working in the orchestra.
Director Whitney Rydbeck explained what he was looking for as he cast the show.
What you do is you try to see if someone can sing, if they can sing the right ranges for the characters and the kind of music, and you start trying to picture them in particular roles. And if someone doesn't sing well or doesn't have the right quality, then you know immediately. And others that intrigue you, you write down, well, this is a possibility.
Just outside the theater, music major Aubrey Huebner talked about what auditioning talent could expect.
Basically, you have your singing audition where you bring in one or two pieces, and generally being prepared with two songs is important, a ballad and an up-tempo, and, you know, probably similar to the kind of themes are in the musical.
And part of the evaluation process was how well people could take direction.
You're singing pretty and very nice, but now let's hear you sing it with passion.
And it was also about having fun.
Oh, Daniel's the cow.
But Daniel, that's type casting.
Okay.
I'm just making a joke, just a joke.
Descriptions of what it was like to audition ranged across the spectrum.
It was very nerve-wracking.
It was fun. It's always kind of just fun to go out and, you know, do your best and just give all because, you know, what do you have to lose?
It was interesting. It was my first big audition for a musical.
No matter how many auditions that I have, and they're always scary. Right before you go on, you start getting the jitters, you start getting the shakes.
Most of my songs are contemporary. Sondheim, Into the Woods is not contemporary. So I got a little nervous choosing a song, but it ended up going well.
Very nerve-wracking being up there.
It's kind of a familiar experience. It's warm and welcoming.
Choreographer Richard Cullor said this particular show presented a challenge.
This show is, of necessity, a collaboration between design and dance.
It's 3:38, time to dance.
There's no dance space. There's no dance space in the music.
5, 6, 7, we go.
So any movement has to occur in combination and collaboration with the movement of the set pieces and the props.
So it goes. Into the woods, pop, pop.
And the changes of the costumes and the lights. And so that's something that's going to evolve in collaboration.
And after the first singing audition, vocal director Karen Benjamin explained how she evaluates talent.
What I do is when I hear somebody sing, I'll write down maybe a part and with a question mark.
There was no question mark next to the fact that there was a lot of talent on stage both days of the audition. But, as with any audition, some of them wouldn't be getting callbacks. this time.
When I was up there, I wanted to move away from the piano, but my hands would just not unclench it.
I'm pretty convinced that I would be picked as a tree or a cow because they were mentioning those. And based upon the other singers that were really good and less nervous.
It's like putting a Rubik's Cube together, casting a musical. It really is like putting a Rubik's Cube together. So you're moving parts around to try to get the best ensemble.
Callbacks happened on February 8th and 9th.
Well, basically, callbacks is the directors decide who fits the parts that they have chosen and narrows it down some from the initial flood of auditionees.
I was called back for Cinderella's mother and the granny, which is Little Red Riding Hood's granny, and, well, either role would be great.
The callback was for Little Red Riding Hood and Cinderella for me.
I got called back for the role of the baker's wife. I didn't get that, but I got called back second time today, hopefully for stepmother.
So what's the next step after this? What happens now?
Now you wait to see if you get a call, and if you get another call, then tomorrow they have more auditions, more callbacks, I mean. And after that, there's a script read through on Sunday, I guess. So we'll see from there.
With all these talented people, let's say we've got two people with the same amount of talent coming up here for Cinderella, Rapunzel, Jack, whatever. How in the world do you choose?
Well, you have other factors besides just the talent. How someone blends with another person, how the ensemble works together.
And that chemistry was in place by the following Sunday when rehearsals began.
What was it like for you getting cast?
Oh, it was exciting. I really wanted to play Jack, so it was really nice to actually get it.
Tell me about getting cast for the witch.
Just very excited and very honored to be getting a chance to play her, yeah.
When did you realize you'd nailed the role?
Whitney called me. No, actually it was Kira that called me. I was waiting anxiously in the morning, and then she was like, Joseph, and she had a happy tone, so I was like, this must mean good news. And she was like, oh, you've been casted as Jack. And I was like, yay! And then I was really like, excited, and then too excited actually, and that I was just screaming on the phone.
Honestly, I blew the audition because I just didn't have the guts to sing in a range in my voice, which I know I can sing, and I was just really disappointing when it came to the vocal part, and I knew it, and I went out into the alleyway as I was walking to my car, and I just belted it out just to see if I could sing those parts, and I did. And so I had to run back inside and tell Karen, I'm like, by the way, I just went out there and I can sing those notes. And then, you know, I went home and I didn't get a call back that night until really late. I kind of just threw it out. I knew that I didn't get the part based on the vocal part, and I didn't know that they were going to give me another chance. So I just went home not thinking anything, and I got a call at 10:30, and it was Richard saying, hey, so we're here. It's 10:30. We've been here all day. We're casting, and we're stuck on this GD stepmother. Can you do the part or not?
So, with just under 7 weeks remaining until opening night, Pasadena City College's 2012 Spring Musical started rehearsals and the adventure began. This is Dot Cannon for Lancer Radio.